Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, our listener Andrew kind of worried he may have to break up with his best friend because his best friend is a ladies' man and Andrew is married and he's worried his wife is, well, doesn't really like them together.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. We dive into it. Plus more fallout from the Coldplay kiss cam.
And then what lie did you have to keep for way too long just because you didn't want to hurt someone's feelings?
We'll start with 3 years and a cat on the counter.
All right, setting the bar stories and a bunch more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So over the weekend, I have to hand it to all of humanity, all of sports, for jumping on the Coldplay kiss cam.
Nobody missed.
Nobody did. In fact, there were so many different sporting events and different events that were happening over the weekend where, you know, there may have been division other places, but not in the sporting world, as there were baseball games happening where they would have the Coldplay kiss cam and they'd show people arm in arm and then duck away.
Signs saying, she's my wife.
She's my wife. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Oh, it's so, so funny.
Undefeated. The internet remains undefeated for moments like this.
Yeah, and I will say that Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, he issued a warning for the first concert back after the Coldplay kiss cam incident. This was in Madison, Wisconsin, before the show.
We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now. But he's like, hey,
well done.
I'm warning you now.
Right. You could be on camera. Don't get mad at me if you are.
And by the way, they didn't show any couples.
Really?
No, they showed just individual people during that little
sesh. Like they're having a great time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess.
Which, again, if you've told your wife that you're working late, that could get you in trouble still. just FYI.
Yeah. And you know what? Unfair of Coldplay to get the there were a lot of people that were like, I was seeing the memes where it was like, oh, you know, it's one thing to learn that your husband is cheating.
Right.
On the big screen. It's another thing to learn your husband likes Coldplay.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's unfair.
I mean, they're getting, that's some Nickelback level hate.
It is, you know? Exactly. Exactly. On a related note, the CEO, the guy at the center of this Coldplay kiss cam controversy.
Old Andy, we know his name.
Yeah, he's officially resigned from his company. So
I mean, yeah, you kind of had to, and I'm sure she's next. Because she's the head of HR.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Violating HR things.
I don't know how you, unless they disclosed their relationship to the company.
Don't think they did.
They probably
didn't. Don't think they did.
They
she's been working there
didn't.
Since November.
I know. And, yeah, you know,
like all of it's bad.
Look, this'll blow over in a couple weeks and things will be fine again.
Oh yeah. Anyway, there is a collateral damage too. Like the girl that's smiling to the left,
mm-hmm.
like there have been stories that she works with them too, and like she was happy they were caught or whatever. Now I've seen other stories saying it wasn't her. Other people say it was her. Don't know.
So many different
people
quote,
get caught in the crosshairs.
Statements from you know the company that aren't true. Like
right.
He hasn't actually made a statement yet. So any of the statements that you have seen are all just like memes. So there you go. Little update on the whole Coldplay kiss cam. But what a wild way to find out that one your husband's. Necessarily not working late.
Uh-huh.
And you know,
cuz I guarantee you he didn't tell you, "Oh, we're going to go to the Coldplay with my coworkers."
Yeah, I mean, it could have been that. Could have been, "Hey, you know, I'm taking because he is the CEO, so he's like, "Hey, as a incentive for, you know, making our quarter, we're going to take all the team to Coldplay.
But they wouldn't take their spouses to
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's like, no, no, you stay home with the kids.
Yeah, no.
So.
I don't think that was the story. I don't know. I find it hard to believe.
All right, hey, coming up this hour, we'll get some jokes. You laugh, you lose on the way. Next, a feel-good story on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is kind of an incredible story. 17-year-old Jacob of Oklahoma was at a pool party over the 4th of July when the day took an unexpected turn. He was playing basketball and then somehow ended up underwater. 11-year-old Xander noticed he didn't come back up immediately, said something to his mom about it, jumped in, pulled him out.
That's not what I expected to see. Obviously, it was my own son, just blue and lifeless. That's a vision no mom should, you know, ever have to see.
Mm. I hear Xander say something along the lines of, how long can this guy hold his breath? Something like that. And I looked up and he kind of caught my eye contact and it was like, mom, this is weird.
Picked him up and his lips were like as blue as that flower pot or something. That's how blue he was.
It's just crazy to think about. I don't know, like there's a big size difference. There's a big age gap and it's like, he's the one that did it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The boys were strangers before that moment. And now Jacob feels like he's got a younger brother. He's an only child.
Yeah.
And Xander's mom also noted they were originally not supposed to be there that day, but schedule changes led to them being in the right place at the right time.
Wow.
Amazing. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Time for jokes. Trumpets mean it's You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this lovely trophy I hold in my hand. Losers go first. I believe that's me, Kelly.
That is you, yes.
Okay, first up. Hey, have you heard about that liposuction place with the 2-for-1 offer?
Haven't heard about that liposuction place, the 2-for-1 offer.
Yeah, it's a duo lipo.
I like that. That's really cute. It's clever.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
A hacker just called me and said he has all my passwords.
Oh, no.
I jumped up, grabbed a pen and paper, and said, okay, oh, great. Can you give those to me again?
Right. Right. You laugh, you lose. An arm, a hand, and a leg walk into a bar. Bartender's like, this seems like the setup to a joke. Something must be afoot.
That'd be really gross to see. Just want to put that out there. Just feels like it'd be really...
Thanks for analyzing my joke, Kelly.
I'm just saying.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben, a hacker.
Mm-hmm.
A hacker got in my bank account.
Oh, no.
Left a note that said, please save more money. This was a complete waste of my time.
Yeah. You know, Kelly, I was washing the car with my nephew yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said, Zio, Ben, can't you just use a sponge?
Yes, it would be easier. It would be easier.
Yeah.
Probably lighter, too.
But he does have more coverage.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You can cover more area of the car faster. Hey, Ben, I told my teenage son that when I was his age, I used to get 10 CDs in the mail for a penny.
Ah, okay.
So I don't know if he thought I was lying about what a CD was, what a penny was, what the mail was, or all of the above.
Probably all of the above. You laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma told me the fastest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Heard that too, yeah.
Yeah. Lovely woman. Terrible surgeon.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I love this series. I can't wait to hear more from that series. Hey, Ben, did you know? By replacing your potato chips and candy bars with grapefruit as a snack?
No.
You can lose up to 90% of what little joy you still have left in your life.
Ah, yes, that's true. That's true. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly, yesterday I saw someone waving, and I wasn't really sure whether they were, like, waving at me or, you know, someone behind me.
Yeah.
Totally unrelated news. I'm no longer a lifeguard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totally unrelated news.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What has 3 legs and 4 arms?
3 legs, 4 arms. What is it, Kelly?
My son's really bad drawing of a snake. Art's not his thing.
Okay.
Basketball is, though.
You're kind of throwing your son under the bus there. It's you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Told the nurse I was bitten by a wolf.
Oh,
she was
ouchie.
Like, she was like, where? I was like, no, regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then would you then become a werewolf, too?
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Told my sister a secret. Said, don't tell mom.
Yeah, okay.
She told mom.
Yeah.
And then told her not to tell me.
Okay.
So now mom called me and told me that she knows, but not to tell my sister. So now we all know and nobody can admit it.
Your family is complicated.
Right?
It's you laugh, you lose. You know, Kelly.
Yeah.
When my wife was getting ready to give birth, we were racing toward the hospital in a taxi. She was like, don't touch me. Can't take the pain. I won't make it. Don't, can't, won't. I was like, driver, hurry up. Her contractions are getting closer together. Don't, can't, won't.
Grammar joke. Grammar.
Wouldn't.
That's cute. That's cute.
Hadn't.
Hey, Ben.
What?
7-year-old says to her dad, you got a letter. Dad says, it's a bill. I owe money.
Aw.
7-year-old says, not if you throw it away. Dad says, well, now she's my financial planner. See? Just throw it away. Yeah, I didn't know I owed money.
That's all you got to do.
I didn't know.
That's kind of a...
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's a great financial planner right there,
it
right?
It does work well. It does work well. All right. Enjoy the trophy for a second week there, Kelly.
Thank you.
Yes. You laugh, you lose there on 99.7 DJX. And setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
This is an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Maybe it's more of an example of like how to control your temper. If you are near, maybe you work near a baseball field, you know, that could have its advantages. Maybe even its ups and downs. You know, you can have easy access to a baseball game. You can see it. You can hear the fun sounds.
Yes.
But also it can turn into a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad that a baseball hit your car, then drench the field with a fire hose, you're doing okay.
Oh. Oh, dang it.
So,
well, we didn't mean to do that.
Well, yeah, for years and years and years and years, the Silver Spring, Maryland collegiate baseball field has been next to the fire department.
Oh, so it's like college level.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're right next to each other. And for years, they've cohabitated. Well, they had to cancel a summer baseball game just recently after a firefighter got angry that a ball hit his car.
Dude.
And sprayed a fire hose all over the field, drenching the field.
Oh, wow.
Took about 10 minutes to get the hose off, and by then the field was basically already underwater.
Just seeing your dreams get crushed with all that water was kind of unreal.
Pretty disappointing. We're already not going to be able to play the full amount of games that we wanted to this summer. Last night stunk.
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now
it's
I don't know...
It's like ruining not just one game, but many?
Well, yeah, apparently they drenched it so much, and you know, fire hoses... They don't just have a trickle of water.
Yeah.
Right? They unleash a huge torrent of water. So, now I don't know if Pete, the member of the fire and rescue who apologized for this action, was the guilty party or if he was just a spokesperson,
like a
quite honestly.
Representative,
yeah,
saying,
exactly.
Hey, sorry, that's not what we do.
We just want to apologize not only to the teams that were involved, but to the league, the players, and more importantly, the fans that were here. The fact that the game had to be canceled, so we apologize for that.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, there was a bank that was right next to our baseball field. And, I mean, there'd be foul balls that would happen all the time. And it would hit, like, cars that were just going into bank. You know, and it was just like, and there would all probably be once every couple weeks, our coach would have to go over and talk to the people and be like, hey, you know, it's like, what are we supposed to do? There's a, you know, what are you going to get the serial number off our baseball bat? Like, like what are you going to do?
That is crazy. I mean, there are players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like after the game.
No, this is during.
Like this is during the game.
Yeah, so it's like a foul ball or something. It hits his car and he gets angry and just points the fire hose onto the field and runs all the baseball players off.
The firefighter was on duty. So there has to be some repercussions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a setting the bar story. It's a hey, you know what? Take a deep breath.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
You know, a window can be replaced. A dent can be pounded out if you needed to. You know, it's a
sometimes it happens.
It wasn't a malicious foul ball.
Right,
trust me.
On purpose.
The guy wanted to hit it in play, and
you have insurance, right?
Yeah, yeah. So again,
stuff like that happens.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad, a baseball hit your car, then drenching the field with a fire hose, you're doing okay.
Ooh.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, we're going to get you in to win a weekend trip to Miami to see The Weeknd.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to hook you up with some tickets to hang here at Kentucky Kingdom Theme and Water Park. So that's
double
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of a weekend here, weekend there sort of thing. Your chance to get in to win coming up next. Over the weekend, I had a kind of a date with my wife, my daughter, my other daughter, and her boyfriend, right? And so they set up the whole evening, and we were going to go to Topgolf. We were going to, you know, have some fun and all that stuff. And then I was like, I asked my wife, I was like, hey, when are we meeting? And they were like, well, they set the reservation for 7:45. And I said, 7:45?
What's the matter with 7:45?
That means we're going to be out till at least 10.
Oh, bless your heart. People got to get back.
I know. I was like,
yeah. Oh boy. Can we move that up to 6? I need to be home by 8.
7:45.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, look, turned out to be fine. But it was just the thought of it was like, wow, that's late. And then I thought, wow, what's a sign of you getting old without a sign of you getting old? And that's it.
Tell me you're getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then there was a survey that was done where a bunch of Gen Zers were like, yeah, you know what? Old. And you know, I'm sure you've seen those TikToks and those reels where they ask kids, they're like, hey, what year, do you have to be born in to be considered old? And you know, and they're like, 1998. And it just like for a certain age, it just kills you a little bit inside. You're like,
yeah, it does. Like I was born way before that.
Oh yeah. So Gen Zers are like, yeah, if you're over 35, old.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Over 35 is considered old?
Obviously, it really matters who you ask. If you ask someone who's 35 what old is, they're not going to say 35.
No, you're in your prime.
Yeah, and so they're going to say, you know, obviously an age that's older than them, but
your 30s are like you are still young, but you have earned respect.
Well,
and you've got some things figured out.
You started to figure out like your job, maybe your financial situation,
your
relationship situation.
Yes.
Some of that stuff is starting to come into focus. And, you know, 20s are all about figuring all that stuff out.
Right.
You're still a kid, but you're burdened with adult stuff.
Yeah. Suddenly when you hit 30, though, I feel like, oh, now I'm an adult.
Oh,
right.
But I've got
some respect now.
Well, when you hit 30, it's like you're supposed to be an adult, and you're like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm
still closer to my 20s. I'm just still going to be kind of a yay-hoo. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was on display hardcore for me when it was like, yeah, we're going to meet them at 7:45. I'm like, oh.
It does feel a little late for a Sunday.
Oh, well, it was.
Was this Saturday night? Are you telling me this was Saturday night or Friday night?
It was Saturday night.
Are you kidding me? I take it back.
Come on.
I was with you. This was last night, I was with you. This is going into Monday and you're going to have to work, but you are complaining about waiting to go out to 7:45 on a Saturday night, sir. Check yourself.
Yes.
Check yourself, because live with the normal people. Have fun on a Saturday. What time do you typically go to bed on a Saturday night?
I mean,
what time are you turning in?
I mean, 10 o'clock is, unless,
really?
Unless I take a nap and I gear myself up for something, you know. Anyways,
you not sleeping in on a Saturday morning? That's the time when you could do that, so that you can stay up late like normal people on Saturday night.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
I'm just saying. I don't mean to shame you, but I'm shaming you a little.
No, like, you are. You're definitely shaming me. I feel
it. All right. Well, let's hold on to our youth by staying up past 10 on a Saturday.
Let's talk about who's holding on to their youth, as I crushed everybody in Topgolf. So.
Oh, okay. So you got your skills on display.
So old guy over here still has got it a little bit.
But a peepaw needs to crush it really early so he can still get to bed by 10.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, listen.
It's hard to defend.
Wait,
that.
We have this for two hours.
But we were gonna meet at the buffet at 4.
I know.
If we could just meet at the buffet at 4.
Hey, are the happy hour deals done yet?
We could be done by 6:30, and I can be on my way home.
And then we'd be fine. Oh no, it was a great time. Anyways, I was just reminded.
You should have just told us all it was Sunday. We might have given you a little bit. But you're telling me Saturday.
Is it too late to change it? Is it too late to change it? It actually was last night. It was just last night. It was Sunday night. And
too late. Everybody knows you go to bed by 10 on Saturdays.
All right. All right, let's get to a feel good. Every hour we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
This is another right place at the right time kind of story. A Jet's pizza delivery driver named Amir in Michigan had a feeling that something wasn't right when a customer didn't come to the door.
Mm.
So he called the number on the order. It was the customer's daughter, who didn't live there, but had sent the pizza to her elderly mom.
Mm-hmm.
So with her permission, he kind of looked in the window, saw her on the floor, called 911, saved her life, and then he did even more.
Usually we either bring it back after 2 tries or we leave it outside. I don't know. It was just my intuition. The barking of the dog really caught my attention. So I looked a little harder and the mom was on the floor. I'm just glad to be in the right place at the right time. Humanity is bigger than anything.
He was a pizza delivery guy, but he was also an angel. If it wasn't for him, we don't know what could have happened. He saved her, honestly. Not only did he come back 3 times, but he then went to the hospital and brought her all her belongings.
Thank you for being such a kind and wonderful person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a neighbor and his daughter kind of chiming in because, you know, the dog was barking, so we knew there was a dog there. He went back to make sure the dog was okay and then noticed there were some belongings that they left behind when 911 came and took her. So he goes to the hospital to take her belongings to her, too. I mean, just full service kind of a situation. You can do a deep dive into the full story. It's pretty awesome. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers, WDJX.com.
Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I need some advice. I'm married, feeling a bit stuck between my best friend and my wife.
Mm.
My buddy Stu, in quotes.
Stu.
We've been friends for over 15 years, way before I even met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude at heart, but... He's also a good-looking, recently divorced guy who's always surrounded by women.
Mm.
Even when he was married, he still had that ladies' man vibe, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Lately, anytime I go out with him, which isn't even that often, I come home to a bunch of questions like, where were you? Who was there? Was it just you two? I feel like I'm in trouble for something I didn't even do.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. My wife's not a fan of his lifestyle, and she probably worries I'm trying to live vicariously through him or something. Mm. But it's not like that. I love my wife. I'm not out doing anything shady. But I'm starting to notice how our marriage takes a hit anytime I hang out with Stu. It creates tension, distance, suspicion. And it sucks because the guy's been my friend longer than anyone.
Right.
My wife hasn't come right out and asked me to cut ties, but I can feel it.
Mm.
And the fact that I'm even writing this tells me I'm questioning it too.
Mm.
So have any of your listeners ever dealt with something like this? Being caught in the middle between a single friend and a serious relationship, is it even possible to keep both? Or does something eventually have to give?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate any thoughts or stories from people who've been there. Andrew, in quotes.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible to have both.
Sure.
I mean, everybody has single friends and married friends, right? That doesn't seem to be something entirely just unique to his situation.
I'm wondering if it would help or how well his wife knows Stu. Like,
yeah.
Maybe if she would spend some more time around him.
Maybe she'd understand
about it. Yeah, and then maybe he would also
maybe he doesn't want her to because he sees what he does. I don't know.
But I feel like if he wants to keep both,
yeah,
that might be the way to do it.
Yeah,
like make an effort to have him around her more so that she gets to know him, he gets to know her, and so she'll feel more confident he's not going to lead, you know, her husband down a path of making bad choices.
Or, yeah, get them together in controlled environments, you know, bring him over to your place or, you know, all go out together. And
but I mean, if he's single, sometimes he's going to want a wingman. And so I feel like if she knows him better, she'll feel confident that he's going to be a responsible wingman.
Mm-hmm.
That's just there for Stu to find a lady and he's going to go home to her. No worries.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay.
I mean, he's not saying that he's ever been tempted. So he's solid in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think if she just gets to know him a little bit better, Stu, then maybe she'll feel better knowing that he's fully all in. Like she doesn't have to worry about him ever getting his eye turned.
But once, like, is it possible to do that? Is it possible to be like, oh, you know what? I have a bad feeling about this guy. Then turn it to, you know what? He's not that bad.
Well, I don't know. That's the thing.
I don't know. All right. 502-795-1997. If you've been in this situation, you made it work. I think Andrew needs to hear you. Let us know your thought, your story coming up on 997DJX. So our listener Andrew's got a ladies' man for a friend. He's been his friend for over 15 years, longer than he's known his wife. And he's noticed that whenever he sees his buddy, he's called him Stu, that he and his wife kind of get into an argument. The questions, where were you? Who was there? How many other people were there?
And now he's feeling like he's going to have to choose, like something's going to have to give. And he's just wondering, is it possible to still like keep his friendship, but then like not have his marriage feel like it's suffering anytime that they hang out and spend time together? Eric says the fact that you're even asking the question, your gut knows the answer. You always pick your wife over friends.
Well, I think that's what he's saying. He's willing to do that, but he doesn't want to. I think it sounds like he's willing to do that, but I don't know if he's just like, is there any other option? Katrina, you had a question?
Where do they go when they hang out?
Oh.
The husband and the friend. And if they
sounds
go to bars.
Sounds like the bar scene.
That's not a good idea.
Okay.
So do you have experience with this? Has something like this happened to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I was the single one, and my friend was the married one, and her husband didn't want her hanging out with me because I was single.
And you were kind of a bad influence on her?
I wasn't a bad influence, but, you know, I wanted to go to the bars. So we had to find other things to do besides go to the bars.
How did you go out, though, and still meet people? And did you need kind of someone there as your wing person?
Well, I had other friends to hang out with.
Okay.
Okay.
If they just go to a pub to watch a game, to me, that's totally different. But if they're going to a bar at night, no, that's not a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, Katrina, thank you for calling. I appreciate you sharing your story.
You're welcome. I'm glad I got through. Have a great week.
You too.
This has actually happened to so many people. Lisa said, I'm the single person in this scenario. When my friend married her second husband, he made her promise she would not be around me, her friend of 41 years.
Oh, gosh.
Even though I think her husband's full on ick, I have no desire to break up their marriage. She's beginning to see his true colors, so I don't need to intervene anyway.
Yeah, I wonder how that makes you feel, Lisa. Like, did your friendship suffer for that period of time, or is it is it kind of on the rocks right now when you've got someone who's like, no, no, you can't see this person because they're no good.
It's a little controlling. It's a little controlling. Alexa sounds like he needs to have a conversation more with his wife.
Mm.
If she doesn't trust him, that's the bigger issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that.
That said, a conversation with a friend should also be had about maybe hanging out somewhere that's not so suspicious. Yeah, and that's what Rachel says on Facebook, too. You said your friend is surrounded by single women and gives off a ladies' man vibes. I would say you could still be friends, but just change up where you hang out.
And
like,
if you're
cut out the bars and the clubs.
And if you're friends with this guy for over 15 years, you ought to be able to say, hey man, I want to hang out with you, but we can't go to nudie bars anymore. Or we can't go to...
He's not necessarily going to nudie bars. He's just going to go to clubs where he wants to meet people.
You don't know. But I'll say that I had someone who was like, hey, we could go, want to go get a beer? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go get a beer. It's like, yeah, you know, we could go get a beer. Sit on a bar stool. We could get on a go get a beer.
No,
and see some boobies.
Smart enough to not go to places like that. I think it goes without said. We're not talking about places like that. I think he's just talking about bars and clubs where he wants to.
Sometimes, like, friends that are that old have an influence over you that you don't necessarily. Like, you don't know how to say no. You know what I mean? And maybe this is Andrew's problem, is he doesn't know how to say no to his friend.
Oh, okay.
And his wife knows that and is like, okay, so whenever you go out, he always suggests let's go here, and you say yes. So, I don't know.
So, instead, shoot some darts somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, just do something to where it's not going to involve him picking up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then leaving you hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
To possibly then start talking to another woman?
Oh my gosh. We are getting the stories of, so I'm the single friend and my best friend's ex-boyfriend wouldn't let her hang out with me, but I mean, I did try to break him up more than once, so.
I think too, honestly, I think it's good if maybe, you know, Stu gets to know the wife a little bit, then she's going to feel better about it. And she can be like, hey, you know, don't take my man to the clubs, okay?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But in a really, just really cool way, so everyone can be on the same page. Like, hey, I love that he's friends with you, but, you know, obviously look at it from my perspective. I kind of don't want him to be your standard wingman all the time, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I mean, you know. I like the ideas, and I like the fact that it sounds like you know your wife is important and you want to fix this.
Yeah, so maybe just change up the venue where you hang out with Stu.
Right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Kelly, congrats. You get to be the person.
I get to be the contestant?
Yes, you do.
Because we have no prizes. Wah, wah. Yep. Yep, that's great. Just playing for fun.
Yeah, so it's the game where, you know, hey, weird things happen to us in life, right? Sometimes it's the result of you being a little kid, you didn't know any better.
Right, or you're a drunk adult, made some bad decisions.
Either way, it's fun to hear. All right, so here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult, identify one or the other.
I was able to wreck my sister's car and my mom's car at the same time.
Wait a second. She's riding in her mom's
wreck.
Car? Oh, wreck.
Wreck. Able oh, to wreck.
Able to wreck mom's car and sister's car at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to say little kid.
Little
Hopefully
kid.
Hopefully it's not a drunk adult.
All right, you're saying little kid. What's she say?
I was a little kid.
You're
right.
Innocent
you're little right. kid.
Innocent little kid. What yeah, what happened? What happened?
I was in my sister's car and decided I wanted to ride with my mom.
Okay, valid.
So I made my sister stop the car and my mom didn't. Notice and backed right into us in our driveway.
Okay, this was in the driveway, yeah. And oh, oopsies.
I will say that when I was teaching my daughters how to drive, we had a great driving session. She pulls back in to the driveway. we're getting ready to be done. Everything was great. Yeah. Then accidentally hits the gas instead of the brake.
Oh, no, no.
And rear ends my own car with my car.
Oh, no, no, no. What is your immediate reaction in that moment? Are you like, it's okay?
Yeah,
it's
yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. I had to be the one that was like, back up.
Put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse. Terry,
put it in reverse, Terry. What
are you doing? I had to be the calm one because she was in hysterics.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she would be. So. Yes.
All right.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
I know. All right. Yeah. Very good. You're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I ran through some sand dunes and had my bathing suit ripped off.
I mean, but who hasn't? Who hasn't?
I've successfully not done that.
You've run through sand dunes?
And I've run through sand dunes,
and
yes.
You have not lost your bathing suit?
Everything stayed on.
Either your top nor your bottom?
Everything was fine. Still intact. It was more running down a dune, not through, but yeah.
Yeah, I have rolled down a sand dune before, and I can say I've gotten sand in a lot of places.
Right, but things stayed on, right?
Haven't lost my swim trunks.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
One. Yeah.
All right. You're saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep, yeah, you were. You're right. Mm-hmm. Two for two. Drunk adult.
It was spring break in college, and a bunch of us had been day drinking and decided to hit the beach and look for guys. And I thought it would be funny to run through the sand dunes down to the beach. And right as I get to the end, my thong got caught on the branch of something and tore right off. The worst part is I screamed and everyone turned and looked and there I was with just my top on.
They're like, what?
Oh, wow. So the top was on. She lost her bottoms.
She lost her bottoms.
Oh, that's worse.
Lost her bottoms.
I feel like that's both are bad, but that was worse. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. You're showing your butt. You're showing your butt.
And everything else.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult. We'll do one more. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I accidentally knocked over a glass of water at a fancy restaurant while trying to secretly fart.
She could have just said, accidentally knocked over a glass of water glass at a fancy water. Restaurant. No, but she had to take it a step further. just trying to discreetly.
Yep. Push one out. Man. Yep.
Oh, that's tough. I will say... little kid.
I say little kid?
This feels like more of a little kid thing, right?
I mean, how many times I can't ask you that question because the answer is always going to be no. But I was going to say, how many times have you been drunk and you're just like, pull my finger? And, you know, you
the
just.
Bubble gut.
Yeah. You just try to let them rip.
Yeah. But you're at a fancy restaurant.
All right. So what'd you say? You said drunk.
I said little kid.
Little kid. All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Little kid. There it is.
So I had to fart, but I tried doing it on the down low, and somehow I got distracted and knocked over my desk water.
Oh, no.
I was so embarrassed and started crying, but the waiter kindly cleaned it up for me. But as he was walking away, I heard him say, I think somebody at that table farted.
Oh, no.
I thought she was going to get away undetected with that part of the story. Nope. Waiter detected it.
The waiter was like, something happened at that table.
Stinky table. Yeah. That's a stinky table right there.
All right, 3 out of 3. Good job, Kelly.
Look at
Good job. Well
done. I would win all the prizes if we had any. I'll just take this half-eaten granola bar.
Oh, congrats.
It's chocolate covered, so it feels like a treat.
Feels like a treat. One little kid, drunk adult.
Yay.
Yay for me.
Yay for
on 99.7 DJX. You ever use an excuse to get out of something, but then you're stuck sticking to the script of your lie for a lot longer than you anticipated?
Like you thought it was just going to be like a one and done, that's it.
Yeah, I had a friend who he said he was allergic to cats because he didn't want to stay over at his girlfriend's house or apartment. She had a cat.
Man. Oh, no.
In reality, he didn't really like cats, not that he had an allergy, but then he just didn't. He thought she was messy and couldn't stand being over there.
Well, how in the world was that going to last?
It didn't.
That relationship.
They wound up breaking up. I mean,
Yes.
I mean, it didn't stand, but
it didn't sound like they were going to be compatible in a couple of really big ways.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, he let that roll on for as long as they were together. Yep. And was like, yeah, allergic to cats, I can't stay over, sorry.
Yeah, so like, well, even he had to know if it did go further down the lane, he was going to have to address living with a cat at some point. Or is he going to, like, make her get rid of the cat because of his fake allergy?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Either way, wow.
Right, exactly. Well, our listener Lily is literally wanting to roll back a lie she told a friend years ago.
Oh, wow. Years ago? Can you do that? I feel like at this point, you're keeping that.
You're committed?
Yeah.
3 years.
You're diving in for forever.
She thinks it's been about 3 years.
Okay, we're going to have to dissect it based on what kind of lie.
Because
at this point, I feel like you're sticking with it.
Yeah, I mean, and be thinking about what lie you had to keep for way too long. You know, just because you said it to thinking that it was just going to be a one and done.
You said it to one person and
yeah,
then it
one
spreads
person.
Like wildfire. And
then they bring it up every single time and everybody thinks it. Yes.
Yes.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. You can call or text. But yeah, we'll get Lily and her perspective. What lie did she get caught in?
Oh,
or is she
heart.
Caught in? She hasn't been caught yet, but...
Oh, no. She's about to be.
Yeah. Coming up. Is the lie too big that you can't possibly roll it back? Got this message from Lily.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is going to sound a little bad, but I need help getting out of a lie that spiraled way too far.
Oh.
About 3 years ago, I started telling a friend that I had developed food allergies and intolerances, so I'd just bring my own food when we did dinner at her place. But the truth is, I'm not allergic to anything. The only thing I'm intolerant of is the way her cat freely walks all over her kitchen counters while she's preparing food. Grossed me out big time, didn't want to insult her or make it awkward, so I just made up the allergy excuse.
Sure.
Well, she's been so sweet about it ever since, constantly asking about ingredients, double-checking labels, trying to make things safe for me. I feel awful every time it comes up. I never thought the lie would have this much staying power, and now I have no idea how to backtrack without looking like a terrible person.
Oh, boy.
I still don't want to eat anything prepared at her house. The cat-on-the-counter situation has not improved. But I also don't want to keep pretending I break out in hives over gluten and dairy and whatever else I said back then. Do I come clean? Is there a gentle way to phase out the lie without hurting your feelings or outing myself as a cleanliness snob?
Okay, so she can't just all of a sudden say, hey, I'm cured, because she still has the issue of the cat and, and the, quote, dirty conditions. I don't know.
I mean, people can grow out of allergies.
And people can develop allergies, too.
Right.
I have a friend who developed a gluten allergy in her 30s.
I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened here. Like, I feel like, karmically speaking,
yeah,
that
I was
going to
say,
happened.
Lily, you are testing
you're
fate.
You're dancing with the devil on that
you
one,
are testing fate here.
A little bit.
Because I feel like the easy answer, if you're over the whole cat thing, is... hey, you know what? I really haven't had an issue with gluten or dairy or anything in a while, so, you know, it's fine.
She's not over the cat thing, though. That's still
happening. The problem.
That's the problem.
But
that's
but
the reason she made up the fake allergies.
She kind of wants to. She just wants to change the lie now. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, but she also doesn't want to eat her friend's food because of the cat is still a thing.
Hey, don't worry about the cat. Don't worry about the cat. If you have a toilet in your house, you have bacteria and stuff floating around anyways.
We're not preparing food by the toilet, though.
No, but I'm saying if you have a toilet
it's
in
not
your
the
house,
same thing. Not the same thing.
The as cat a cat walking on a counter
walking while you're fixing food, yeah, it's pretty gross.
I don't have an issue with it.
Well,
of course, I have four
because
cats.
You have a million cats. Yes.
No, it's called four. Thank you,
okay.
Kelly.
Okay,
not
a million.
Million
in my world. We are not cat people. I've never had cats, but I.
So you don't know the joy of owning a cat.
Of them waltzing on top of the food as you prepare it.
I don't think on top of the food is accurate.
Over the food, sorry.
It just
over
sounded like they get on the counter. That's just what it sounds like.
Yeah.
They get on the counter, and then she knows that she prepares her food on the same counter that the cats jump on.
Maybe the cat and it grosses is her the out. Test taster. And she's just like giving the cat a little lick of the spoon and then puts it back in.
Okay, so what? So was she wanting to? She's wanting to change the lie. Is that what I'm getting?
She feels bad lying,
right?
But the cat the reason she started the lie is still a thing.
So maybe she just
needs to
say. I'm
not entirely sure what she's asking.
I don't know. Like, how do I roll back the gluten allergy lie? Because
she says she still doesn't want to eat anything prepared at her house. So we're in the same spot.
I'm saying the only way out of it is to say why exactly it is.
Yes.
Like, hey, you know.
I don't have allergies. I just hate that your cat is on the counter when you make the food. And that's
Sprinkles.
Why I don't eat it. I'm sorry.
It jumps on the counter all the time.
Sprinkles.
And I cannot think about eating something where the cat's.
Cat hair. I don't want to eat cat hair.
Okay.
I don't know if we say that, though. Because she's going to, either way, that her friend's going to be like, so wait. You don't have allergies?
I know.
You told me for 3 years you had allergies?
And I've been buying gluten-free flour.
And I've been doing all these extra steps trying to make sure you don't break out in hives? Is that what you're telling me? I don't know. I don't know. I think either we're magically cured.
And you just move.
Yeah. Maybe you just move so you don't have to worry about eating at her house a lot.
Yeah, just say, oh, you know what? I got a job in Decatur, Illinois.
I'm moving to Yemen.
All right, 502-795-1997. Lily, I don't know. You just got to fess up and take the heat if that's what you're worried about.
If I'm the friend and I found out my friend lied
right? about something like
for
that
3 years and made me go through extra effort because of the lie, I'm mad.
She may not have to worry about friends after that.
Yeah, that's a lot of deception.
It is.
I mean, on the scandal scale, it's not super high, but it's longevity.
Yeah,
scale.
The longevity of it. 3 years. Come on. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. What lie did you have to keep for an absurdly long time because you just couldn't?
By the way, Missy on text is saying, don't tell him. Don't tell her. Don't say anything. Mm. Keep it up.
All right.
You made your bed. You're going to have to continue laying in it.
Yep. Hey, thank you for the message, though, Lily. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. You ever have to hang on to a lie? Maybe it was a little white lie. Maybe it was just something to ease someone's, you know, conscience in the time. But then all of a sudden you just wound up having to hang on to it way too long. Because like Lily, she messaged us that she was disgusted by the fact that her friend would cook food on the same counter that her cat would walk on. And so she was like, yeah, I got an allergy. I got a gluten.
She just
I got
bring
a gluten
her own food.
Dairy allergy, so I'm gonna bring my own food.
And she just feels bad. She's been keeping it up for 3 years, but the cat on the counter thing is still a problem. So she still doesn't want to eat over there. So we're all like, I think you got to stick with it. Sorry. Now we did get a suggestion on the text line. Beth says, tell the friend that her allergy doctor is starting exposure treatments and she's safe to be around cats. However, then she's going to have to tell herself it's fine to eat the food that's prepared by the cat.
Yeah. Either
she's still grossed out by that.
Yeah. I was going to say she just needs to either get over it or just continue with the lie. Leanne did say, I get it. But develop a cat allergy and cook at your house. So say, you know what? I can't even come to your house anymore because
it's gotten so bad. Yep, I just can't eat at your house. Sorry.
I have a cat allergy.
I know you love your cat. I'm not going to tell you get rid of your cat. We'll just eat at my house. It's no problem. It's not a deal. I'll cook for you.
We got a text from Tammy who said, I once told my coworker I loved her awful homemade banana bread.
Oh, no.
Salty, weird.
Ooh.
It says, now she brings me a loaf every Christmas.
Yeah.
I still say thanks and then throw it away later.
Oh, no. Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Dana says, I told a friend I was cutting back on caffeine just to avoid her terrible coffee.
No. Oh.
Now she proudly serves me decaf every time I visit.
probably not any better.
I know you don't like caffeine, or you want to cut down on caffeine. So here, I've made a special pot of decaf
it's
for
decaf.
You.
Decaf.
Yeah.
Just for you. I went and did the special for you.
Allie said, told my ex I just wasn't ready to move in together when really I couldn't stand his gamer chair or the smell of his apartment.
What? Oh my gosh.
That reminds me of Lily's situation where it's like,
it does, a little bit.
It's
just your place.
Funny.
It's kind of disgusting. Yeah. Wendy, when I was in college, told my hairstylist I loved my haircut, even though it was uneven and terrible, to avoid hurting her feelings. Oh. I kept going back for 6 months.
This sounds like something you would have done.
What?
Maybe. This sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
I don't want to break up with my hairstylist. I can't.
Right. No, I can't.
How do I do it?
Keep going for 17 years.
17 years? That's all you do? That's all you do?
I'm joking.
Meanwhile, your hairstylist is like, is she talking about me? If you've ever styled or cut Kelly's hair in the past, you're on notice.
I'm joking. I've loved everybody that's touched my hair.
I will say, if I knew that is way too real. The hairstylist thing.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a hairstylist for a long time, mm-hmm. and then someone filled in while they left the salon, but I kept going back to the salon. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you didn't follow the stylist.
I didn't follow the stylist, right. Okay. I had loyalty to the salon, not the stylist, apparently.
Oh,
And
it
my
should be loyalty to the stylist, but whatever.
I was young.
Okay. Understood.
And this person did not give me good haircuts.
Wasn't the same standard.
And I wound up found out I was wearing hats after I was going to the salon, getting my haircut. It was like two or three times.
Okay.
And then
you're like, okay, I got to find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Did you stop to think, where did the stylist go, and just follow the stylist? No,
Kelly, you're asking a lot.
Okay.
You're asking a lot of questions that I just don't have answers for.
I got it. Sometimes men's brains aren't wired that way.
That's right.
Oh, stylist leaves. Let's find where stylist goes.
You know what? You say it like that.
Like a caveman, sorry.
And it makes me sound like I've got the IQ of my shoe. All right. Hey, thank you for the stories. Lily, good luck with all that. I would love to be a fly on the wall for when you tell your friend.
Oh, wait. There's one more. We got to get Scotty's in. Oh. I once told a girl I met at a wedding that I used to be a DJ in college.
Oh.
I did one gig at a frat house with an iPod.
Sure.
And she still introduces me to people as her DJ friend.
Oh, my gosh. You're gonna
he's got all the equipment.
Yeah, right. That's
and he
funny.
Mixes the music,
and then someone's like, "Hey, can I hire you?" Oh, you know what? I'm booked. I'm booked,
and you're just booked.
Oh, I'm just booked. Yeah, because I'm so popular.
Yep.
I'm booked.
I got a gig already.
That's funny. All right, good stories. Thank you for those. Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. You know, you've probably seen those commercials on TV. It's like, you're not you when you're hungry, you know, and it's the famous one of like Betty White swearing at people in the backyard.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, yo, Brandon, eat a Snickers or something like that.
Eat a Snickers and they're fine again.
Right,
they're just hangry.
The opposite of that is probably this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without chugging hot sauce and then trying to fight people, you're doing okay.
Wow. Listen. Why are you chugging hot sauce to begin with and then getting aggressive about it?
Well, you should probably ask Michael. Michael's 48. He's the dude who, shirtless also.
Sure.
And apparently,
I expect that.
Apparently he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce, then challenging random people to fight him in the parking lot of a sporting goods store.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just randomly like, I'm hopped up on hot sauce, it's fat, something like that.
I'm hopped up on hot sauce. Something about the Tabasco gets me going.
I don't know. I got my gears grinding.
I mean, look, we're happy no one was hurt. He did have a knife and he was just like acting a little bit nuts. And, eventually once the police came by to sort it all out, you know, he was charged and he had some drug paraphernalia on him, and the bottle of hot sauce was disposed of. So
that probably came into play.
Probably. Yeah. But again,
do we
fully
blame the hot sauce in this particular moment?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's fair.
I don't know if we blame.
Given the other circumstances.
You're right. You know, maybe hot sauce is getting a bad rap in this story.
It may, yeah, because I don't know if we want to go on record saying hot sauce can make you violent. Mm-mm.
I mean, I know you're not a fan of hot sauce. However, no. I am a fan of hot sauce. So yeah, I would never want anything bad to happen for hot sauce.
Yeah, and what was Frank's tagline for a while? I put that blank on everything. It's a grandma. So
yeah,
grandma's not getting violent over it. And she puts it on everything.
That's right. But yeah, so maybe...
So let's just not like have hot sauce be collateral damage here.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do some damage control on that.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, eat a Snickers. And meanwhile, Snickers is like, keep us out of this, buddy.
Right, exactly. It's like, we weren't even in this story. For no reason.
will you just stop? Stop talking. Anyways, this is an example of what not to do. That is your setting the bar story. I know Tate McRae is coming to Nashville here in September, 99.7 DJX. Be listening. We'll have some tickets for that to give away very soon. I don't know if Tate's concert has any sort of like big thing where she's suspended above the crowd, but maybe she should think twice, because remember about a month ago, the Cowboy Carter tour, Beyonce's car like stopped and it almost looked like it was going to fall.
Yeah, it was kind of like stuck there for a little bit. It was looked a little dicey. Katy Perry's little butterfly thingy is getting all janky.
Right. Yeah. Exactly what you said. Yeah, this just happened to Katy Perry. Kind of malfunctioned midair. The backup singers continued singing. I mean, the backup singers are like not missing a beat. Meanwhile, Katy Perry's like struggling to maintain her balance. She did poke fun of herself, which I will give it to Katy Perry. Katy Perry is good at poking fun of herself.
Absolutely.
Whenever these things happen.
To her.
Yeah, she has.
Unfortunately.
She has.
Doing well.
She has. But yeah, so.
The Eras tour, it is not, we'll just say.
Yeah.
I think she tried to go big like that.
Sure.
But
sure.
It's not playing out quite as well with the reviews from fans who've been there.
I mean, but still, it's like maybe it's because she's trying to do too many new songs.
That aren't hits.
I mean, just kind of
she's wearing interesting outfits that aren't great to dance in, or she's not a super great dancer, or
look, all of that could be excused. Is maybe it's just like, hey, stick to your songs from the Teenage Dream album.
Stick to the hits.
Yeah, just, and if the concert happens to be 25 minutes long, then that's it, you know?
Oh, if the concert's 25 minutes long, there'd be an even bigger uproar. People expect like 3 hours.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, if you don't have the material to do 3 hours, don't try to push it to three hours.
She doesn't know that yet, though.
Okay.
She should. She hasn't figured that out yet.
Anyways, this was more a note to Tate.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, hey,
I forgot how we got here.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, when you come to Nashville, don't, you know, maybe think twice about something that's suspended above the crowd.
Bringing anything on wires.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's the key there. That's the key. Okay. That's the key. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Dua Lipa. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. I guess the good news in all of this Coldplay Kiss Cam controversy is that, as with everything, it'll die out soon. It's not going to have a huge shelf life. I mean, the CEO who got caught in the Kiss Cam had to resign. No word on what
his fallout is going to last for a while. So I'm sure his marriage is probably over, seeing how his wife's Instagram or all of her social media was scrubbed and all the things.
Well, did
pretty
you
sure that's probably
if the
going
pictures
to be a fire.
If the pictures of his family are what are real. Like it's hard to know what's real and what's not. But if the pictures that we've seen supposedly of his wife and kids are real, they are such a cute family.
They really are. It's really,
they're such a cute family.
I mean, he had no idea how bad he was messing up. And well,
and like you said earlier, had they not reacted the way they did and try to duck and get out of the camera's light, they probably would have never even come out.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, the woman that posted the video, she's just like, well, you know, she doesn't really feel bad because he did that to himself. He was making a really, really bad life choice. It's unfortunate that his mistake is put on display for the world to see and judge.
Now,
and I'm sure none of us would ever want to be in his shoes.
No, but at the same time,
you are kind of in control of that.
Yeah, so the sporting world took hold of it, and they had the Coldplay kiss cam all at several games all across the country. But then there were a bunch of concerts over the weekend too in the country world.
Yep. Luke Bryan.
Well, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, Russell Dickerson, Jason Aldean.
Yep.
They all made fun of it.
Who's with their secretary?
Yeah, that's Luke Bryan going, hey, just don't get caught tonight. Just don't get caught if you're with your secretary.
There's cameras. We got big screens, too.
With their side chick or whatever.
Anybody here? That's Morgan Wallen. He's just like, anybody here with their side chick?
Yep.
That's a man who has probably known a side chick or two.
Sure, probably.
I think you're safe here. I don't cheat anymore.
Did you hear him? He said, I think you're safe here. I don't condone cheating anymore.
If anybody has walked down the aisle of this song,
that's Russell Dickerson.
Uh-huh. If any CEOs have been to a concert,
yep.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. I know. So
he incorporates it in a song.
I mean, like I said at the very beginning, this will fade away as things do, but
are you speaking now to Andy, the CEO?
Yes.
His life is blowing up in front of the world's eyes.
Andy, it's gonna fade away. It eventually will. All things do. So you just have a rough patch now for the next few days.
And to his wife, we say, so sorry. So sorry. This is an awful.
We were all watching a billionaire become a millionaire.
Yes.
And hopefully the wife gets the benefit.
We hope you come out of this on the other side stronger.
Well, hopefully the wife wasn't blindsided. Like, hopefully, I mean, if there is a silver lining, hopefully the wife was like, yeah, I kind of know that he is a little, loose when it comes to morals.
That was the little push I needed
I mean, hopefully this wasn't a complete blindside. So that's the only thing. All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. If you ever want to invite me out for a drink, just know that it's got to be before probably 7 o'clock. And
even on a Saturday. It's past 6 on a Saturday. Ben's probably not making
even
it.
If you're my daughter.
Yep. Sorry.
I know. It was great. A ton more to get to on the podcast. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.